Following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, text number 13 and 14, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 12, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Jajamide Kaurava Sindhyana Vire Sato Viravatengatesu Nipodara Vidya Vadavimarsa Bhagno Rudandi Dhritarashtra Putre Bhattu Priyam Dhoni Nitishma Pashyam Krishna Sutaram Sabadam Siramsi Upaharat Vipriyame Vatasya Jugupsitam Karma Vigarayanti. So, Droni, Dronacharya, son, a Brahman, but he took the profession of a Kshatriya. That is degradation. When a Brahmana takes the occupation of a Kshatriya, it is degradation. So this Droni, although he belonged to the Brahman family, and he accepted the profession of a Kshatriya, he degraded so much that he cut off the heads of 5 sons of Draupadi while they were sleeping. So much degraded. A Kshatriya never slain anybody who is sleeping. Kshatriya's business is to challenge, and if the other party has no weapon, he supplies weapon, then there is fight, then it is decided. One must die. That decision is there. When there is fight between 2 Kshatriyas, the decision is that one must die. Unless one dies, the business, the fight will never stop. That is called Viragati. Viragati. If a Kshatriya dies in fight, he gets the promotion of Viragati, means he goes to the heavenly planet. This was advised by Krishna to Arjuna, that you fight. If you are victorious, then you will enjoy this kingdom. And if you are killed, then you will go to the heavenly planet. Then where is your loss? Both ways. You shall gain. Why shall you not fight? This advice was given by Krishna. So, here he said, Yathamini Kaurabasanjayana. In the fight, all the parties who died, they all obtained Viragati. And most of them, they achieved Sarupa. That is described in different ways. Sarupa means his original spiritual form. All the soldiers or the kings who died, and at the time of death, who were seeing Krishna, Krishna was there in the battlefield, all of them achieved their original spiritual form, Sarupa. And those who did not see Krishna, they God promoted Bhiragati in the heavenly planet. So, fight is not always bad. If it is dharma-yuddha, according to the prescribed rules, not whimsical fight, dharma-yuddha, then there is gain. This science is lost. There is no such thing. Now, fighting means hooliganism, vandalism, gundaism. That is not fight. Here is fight. Bhiragatingate. They are promoted. Then at last, the fighting was between Dhritarashtra and Bhima. This Mrikodhara. Mrikodhara vidhya gadhavi marsa. Both of them, Duryodhana and Bhima, they are very expert in fighting with Gada. So, when they were fighting Balaram, Krishna was neutral, but he was taking the side of Arjuna. He was driving the chariot. That means he was on the side of the Pandavas, but actually he was not fighting. So Balaram also did not fight, and in order to avoid any parties, he went to holy places at that time. He was traveling all over India from different holy places, one place to another. So when he returned, he had some sympathy with Duryodhana, because Duryodhana was his disciple to learn how to fight this Gada club. Naturally, he was sympathetic with Balaram was sympathetic. So when he came, there was fighting was going on. So just to show him respect, they stopped fighting, and everyone was silent, because the Pandavas knew that Balaram was sympathetic with Duryodhana, and if he takes the side of Duryodhana, then everything will spoil. Because he is the supreme person. But he did not do so. He advised them, "My dear Duryodhana, I know you are a great fighter. You have got strength. You have learned. You know the art of fighting. But you are not so strong as Bhima." And he advised Bhima, "My dear Bhima, you have got the strength of 10,000 elephants. Naturally, you are superiorly stronger." So, he knows the art better than you, and you are bodily stronger than him. So there will be no decision, the fighting will go on. Can you not stop? Because there will not be decision, the fighting will go on. Unless one is dead, the fighting will go on. So what is use? Nobody will be victorious, the fighting will go on. Better stop. But they remain silent. Silent means they did not like the idea. Because Bhima had many old grudges against Duryodhana, because when Draupadi was being insulted, they had to sit down silent, no protest. There are so many incidences, rivalry, insult and counter-insult. So they took the opportunity of feeding the old blood by fighting. Everyone is determined, I must kill. Duryodhana was determined to kill Bhim, and Bhim was determined to kill. So when they did not listen to the instruction of Baladev, then Baladev left the place. He went to Dwarka back. Of course, Krishna was there. Because Krishna has to give hint to Bhima how to kill Duryodhana. So, Duryodhana, by the blessings of his mother, his whole body became iron-like solid. So by beating by the Bhima, it was not easy. So the story is that Gandhari, the mother of Duryodhana, she was a great chest woman. Because her husband was blind, she used to remain as blind woman, covering the eyes. But she had some power, chaste woman. Anyone who sticks to the regulative principles, he gets a power, spiritual or material, gets power. A brahmachari gets power if he follows brahmacharya. Anyone, if we follow the prescribed rules and regulations, automatically become power. So, Gandhari had some power. So his eldest son, Duryodhana, was advised to see the mother naked. He advised, my dear son, tomorrow morning when you come to offer your obeisances to me, you come naked, I shall see you. And you will be solidified, just like us. So she was going naked. The Krishna saw, so he asked him, where you are going? And this is it. I am going to see my mother. Then how is that? You are going naked? At least you have some langota. This is not good. So he took the instruction of Krishna and covered the private part with the langota. And when Gandhari saw, she saw that she was not fully naked. So she regretted, my dear son, I asked you to come before me naked. Why you have got this? No, Krishna advised. Then she began to smile that my attempt is failure. So Krishna knew it. That part which was covered, that was not turned iron. The other part turned into iron on account of sin by Gandhari. So in this fight, Krishna hinted Bhim, that you strike here, that part is not ironized. Although it is against the regulative principle to strike the opponent party below this waist, Krishna advised that unless you transgress this law, you cannot kill. So he was struck below the waist, and he was not killed, but his waist was broken. That's why it is said, Vikoja Ram Vidya Gadhabhima. But then he died. This is mentioned here. So, Bhagna Urudande, Bhagna, Uru. Urudanda was broken. Bhagna Urudande, Dhritarashtra Putre. Dhritarashtra Putra, Duryodhana was Dhritarashtra Putra. At that time, Droni, his master was Duryodhana. A brahmana became a servant of kshatriya, that is degradation. A brahmana cannot become servant. Nobody can become servant. Only the shudras can become servant. Brahmana never become servant. They are instructor. Satta, sama, dama, titikhar, java, gyan, vijnana, mahasikam, brahma, karma, sabhavam. This is brahmana's qualification. They will train the brahmacharis and the grihasthas how to become perfect, disciplined. First discipline is truthfulness. The brahmana will never speak lies. That is the first quality. So, who is going to take training in that way? Nobody is interested. This is Kali Yuga. We are trying to train people. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. Still, there are some failures. And if we teach in our institution, please do not speak lies. People will laugh. What is the nonsense? Nowadays, is it possible to remain in the society without speaking lies? This is the position. This is called Kali Yuga. Nobody is interested to be trained up as a brahmana. Nobody is interested to be trained up as a kshatriya, neither as a vaishya. They are all sudras. Therefore it is said, kalo sudra sambhava. There is no training. It is very, very difficult to train them to become purified by training. These status of life are different status of training, so that ultimately one can become brahmana, and when he is fully trained up as a brahmana, then he transcends the brahmana's position and he becomes a Vaishnava. So to become Vaishnava is not so easy thing. One has to become brahmana. Then when he surpasses the stages of becoming brahmana, then he becomes Vaishnava. Shuddha Satta. Sattam Visuddham Vasudeva Sabdhitam. Then Krishna is born. When one comes to the Vaishnava stage, then he can understand what is Krishna. Just like Krishna was born of Vasudeva. Similarly, when one comes to the stage of Vasudeva, Vasudeva means perfect Vaishnava. Do you think Krishna accepts somebody as father, an ordinary man? No. He is perfect Vaishnava. Krishna accepts somebody as mother. Who is his mother, father? Nobody can. He is the Adi Purusham. He is the original person. Who can become his father, mother? But he accepts when he descends to exhibit his lila. Tadadada hi dhanma saglani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sijamma. So, very exalted devotee, he accepts him as father or mother, and therefore one has to learn everything scientifically. Janma karma cha me jivam. Don't take ordinary. Ah, Krishna is born of a father, Vasudeva, and of a mother, Devaki. That's all we know he is born. No. One has to learn who is his father, who is his mother, how he accepts his devotee, his father. That is called jo janati tattata. This is tattata. Manushanam sahasresu kaschit jatati siddhaye. Jatatam visiddhyanam kaschit vettimam tattata. To understand Krishna tattata in truth, that is not so easy. It is possible for a man out of many millions of men. Manushanam sahasresu kaschit jatati. So that tattata one can understand simply by pure devotional service. If you become a pure devotee without any contamination, unalloyed devotee, then Krishna reveals, this is I am like this. You cannot speculate upon Krishna. That is not possible. Nāyamātmā prabhacanīna labhyā, na bhūnāsthutīna, na medhayā. You cannot understand Krishna simply because you are a learned Sanskrit scholar. You are rascal. Krishna is not so easy to be understood by scholarship of Sanskrit language. Don't commit this mistake. Krishna is understood by person to whom Krishna reveals. That is understood. Nāyamātmā, this is completely said. Nāyamātmā, āyamātmā, na pravacanena labhyam, na medhayā. Because you have got a fertile brain, therefore you will be able to understand Krishna. No. Now bahunā sutena, because you are very good scholar, you have studied so much. No. If Krishna reveals to you, then he will give. That revelation is possible when you are a devotee. Otherwise, it is not possible. Nāyamātmā prabhacane nalabhya. So we have to wait for that opportunity when Krishna reveals. How that revelation is possible. Atasya Krishna Namadi Navavedrayam Indriyai. By sense perception or sense speculation, you cannot. Namadi, even the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, you cannot understand. Atasya Krishna Namadi Nam Rup Lila Parikar Vaishishtya, everything. You cannot understand these blunt senses. Then how? Sevanamukehi jivhāgo svayameva skurattada. When you engage your senses, purified senses, sevanamukehi. Purified senses means when the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord, everything, then you can understand Krishna. Sevanamukehi jivhāgo svayameva skurattada. Krishna is not your servant. Krishna, I want to see you. No, that you cannot see. When he is pleased, when he sees that here is a pure devotee, then he reveals. The Pandavas were pure devotees, therefore Krishna took his side and they became victorious in the fight. And Krishna is always ready to give protection to his devotee. Kunti apradijanihi name bhakta pranasa. His Sudarshan Chakra always protects his devotee. That is the position of devotee. Thank you very much.